football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25.
He shoots, he scores,
scoring the goals.
Ball to score a goal.
He shoots the ball. He scores.
Scoring the goals.
To score a goal. Hello everybody, welcome along to the League 1 and League 2 version of the League podcast from William Hill. Delighted to say that Sam Ashu's on the line from the72.co.uk and also in Play Radio. You well, Sam?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you, Lee. The League podcast going all hipster this week because I'm doing it from a well-known coffee shop.
So right, very nice.
If you hear any clanging of any cups of coffee or anything, that'll be why.
It's the only cup you'll be winning this season, I imagine, being a Lincoln fan.
Oh, I'll let you have that one.
Being a Grimsby fan of old, I felt I had to get that in there. Bradford versus Rochdale is the first game that we're going to look at in League One. Bradford are priced up at 6-5. The draw's 23-10, and Rochdale are the same price, 23-10. Interesting matchup between the fifth place team, Bradford, and the ninth place team, Rochdale. Both have been engaged in championship action in the FA Cup. Bradford, of course, drawing 3-3 with Millwall in that great game where they took the lead after 6 minutes and were scuppered with about 7 minutes to go when Millwall equalised. Rochdale won't need a replay. They got rid of Nottingham Forest at the first time of asking. And they needed that, really, Rochdale, because they hadn't won in three before that, Sam. Bradford's form has just been great now since the start of November, hasn't it? They've only dropped three games where I think there's only two games they've drawn in that spell, isn't it? So 4 points dropped. Excellent.
Yeah, Lee, they are the in-form side in League One at the moment. You know, you look at Preston, Milton Keynes, Sons, even Swindon, and you think, these teams are the informed teams in the side. Actually, it's Bradford City. You know, in the last six games, they've drawn two, won their other four as well. And that is big in terms of them chasing the awesome. There's all the plate clanging you can probably hear in the background.
I like it. It's authentic.
Oh, yeah, certainly. And Bradford, they are the informed team in League One. I can't quite believe this home price here. I think it's excellent, considering they're playing at home as well. Actually, if you look at some of the matches that they have played lately, Notts County are 8-1 now. Notts County have got a decent away record. Drawn with Scunthorpe, who are going very, very well at the moment as well. Doing well in the Cup as well at Bradford. I cannot believe they are that good a price to beat Rochdale at home in the league. Rochdale, by the way, looking at form in terms of where they are, yes, they're doing okay in the league, but they're 18th in terms of the form guide. They've lost two on the spin. They've only won one match in the last six as well. And that home price for Bradford is a very, very good one indeed. So I go with the home side here.
Yeah, I can see why. Yeah, Bradford priced up at 6-5 just to win the game. Chesterfield versus Port Vale next up. The price is here, 5-6 for Chesterfield. The draw 13-5, and Port Vale are priced up at 16-5. These two are locked together in the table. Chesterfield just ahead by virtue of having a plus one goal difference compared to Vale's minus two, but they're both on 32 points. Chesterfield have played a game less than Port Vale as well. Good form from Chesterfield. You're looking through all competitions, only one defeat since the 1st of November. That was at home to Bradford City. In the league itself, at home, it's been a little bit patchy. Weirdly, you know, that defeat to Bradford City was their previous home game to the win over Peterborough. So they've only played three home games since the 22nd of November, remarkably. Port Vale's away form, very similar to Chesterfield's home form, really. It's kind of a case of win one, draw one, lose one, win one, draw one, lose one. Can't really call what they're going to do next.
No, and if you look at the league table, Lee, there's only one place between these two. Lots on 32 points as well. And to me, this game should be one of the most entertaining games in League One that we'll see this weekend. If you look at Chesterfield, well, of course, they're coming off the back of that two-all draw with Scunthorpe in the FA Cup the other day. And Paul Cook has actually come out and he said, it's no fluke that we're scoring late goals at the moment because our teams, we have one of the thickest sides in League One. And whilst we might not have the skill, the pizzazz or the panache or whatever word I'm looking for there, whatever terrible choice of word I'm looking for.
I liked all those, actually. panache and pizzazz.
Pizzazz? I think I've just created
No, that's a word. That is a word,
oh,
pizzazz.
Oh, no. Well, there you go. But, yeah, I think we're going to see a very open game. And sometimes in these mid-table, a bit harsh to even call it a mid-table clash, but 7th versus 8th. And by the way, how well have Port Vale done since Rob Page has come in and taken over? They've been on some run, really, considering the teams that they've lost to, probably teams that you'd expect them to lose to as well. I think we're going to see goals in this one. 3 out of the last 4 games that Port Vale have played in have actually all been 2-1 victories to Vale. But more importantly for the punter, they have been both teams to score and over 2.5 goals as well. And you compare that to Chesterfield, like I said, coming off the back of that 2-2 draw away at Scunthorpe, beat MK Dons 1-0 in the FA Cup, but that was a sort of strange match. It was a replay, etc. Then they've got results 3-2 against Gillingham, 3-2 against Peterborough as well. And if you want to go, if you want to look on some specific statistical websites that will tell you about both teams to score stats this season, Chesterfield and Port Vale are up there as two, I think they're possibly two of the top three teams with the best both teams to score averages as well. So in this one, I'm going to go with both teams to score, Lee. Both teams to score, and to be honest, I would probably lean to the over 2.5 as well. If you're going to go with the both teams to score in this particular game, I'd be surprised if it's 1-1. You may as well go with both teams to score and over 2.5 goals.
Yeah, the both teams scoring over 2.5 is priced up at 11-10. Just for future reference, pizzazz, great word, an attractive combination of vitality and glamour. Panache is a dash of flamboyance in style and actions. So
there you go.
Pizzazz, what a great word. P-I-double-Z-A-double-Z. That would be an amazing word in Scrabble if you had 4 Zs.
Swear word to Paul Cook. He would never use either of those.
Oh, no, no.
His teams play well. Work hard. They work hard.
No pizzazz there. Crewe Gillingham next. Crewe 13-8. Gillingham 9-5. The draw 21-10. The league positions, two teams struggling at the wrong end of the table in League One. Gillingham are 2 points above the drop zone with 25 points from their 24 games and sitting 20th. Crewe, no such luck. They're one of the two teams on 23 points and they've got the worst goal difference in the division, Sam. They're at home here, though, Crewe, where they're actually unbeaten now in 5 games. Only 1 win in that, 4 draws. One of them being in the FA Cup against Sheffield United. Gillingham have been in wretched form recently, but strangely enough, their away form this season hasn't been too bad. I mean, haven't played that many away games of late. They lost to Port Vale on the 3rd of January. Before, on Boxing Day, they went to Colchester and won 2-1. Colchester are below them in the table. Beat Doncaster Rovers on the 13th of December. Drew at Bradford before that. Beat Crawley in the Johnson's Paint in November. So, you know, if they're clinging on to anything, it'd be the away form.
Yeah, I mean, Lee, you know, how often do we say, particularly in the Football League, but in football in general as well, when a manager leaves, how much does that actually change the team's performances, the team's results? Do you know what? I've got a feeling here, and I'm looking into it almost quite deeply, but I'm looking into it thinking, I wonder if the fact that Peter Taylor has now left Gillingham could affect their positive home form. Because the manager's obviously going to come in, and he's going to say, there's one thing we need to do here. It's sort out our home form. Our away form's all right. Let's focus on the home form. I just wonder, in doing that, is he going to leave them open to a few away losses? I've got a feeling that this game against Crewe, they're really going to struggle. Punters will look at this and go, OK, well, Crewe are 22nd. They've got a poor goal difference as well. Not a great side. Actually, like you say, they're unbeaten in the last three. They lost to Scunthorpe around mid-December. But 2 wins out of their last 3. And wins against, well, a 1-0 win against Bristol City. What a result that was, by the way. 1-0 draw with Preston as well. They could have beat Preston. They were leading for the majority of that game, I think. And if you look at the 2 signings that they made, I picked up on it a couple of weeks ago. I think it might have been in the Bristol City win when they were out at 5. No, they were 5-1 to beat Oldham, actually. And we mentioned it on the league podcast that they were too big at 5. They got that win. And the reason being that we said that they were too big is because in the 2 new strikers that they've signed, in Nicky Ejoze and Ike Piazza as well. They've got 2 very good players there, 2 players who have signed from championship clubs in Watford and Leeds and who could have gotten to both Watford and Leeds' sides, but for the fact that they've both got pretty decent strikers up front for them knocking on the door. So here, I'm looking at Crewe and I'm thinking they're too big a price here, just simply on the outright. I don't think Gillingham will get anything here. Remember, Gillingham now without Peter Taylor as their manager, who guided them to those away victories, even though their home form struggles. I think Crewe have got this.
Interesting one. That's your League One games. Let's have a look at League Two next. Three matches that Sam's picked out from League Two: Newport versus Portsmouth, Accrington versus Bury, and Exeter versus Northampton. Let's start with Newport, who are 13-10 to beat Pompey. Pompey are 11-5, and the draw is also 11-5. The respective league positions of these two sides: well, Newport fifth with 43 points currently, Portsmouth 15th with 28 points on the board from their 23 games. The form from Portsmouth's just been poor. They're dropping down the table rather than going up it. Not many wins to report. Newport, the opposite, aren't they, really, Sam? They've been doing all right in League Two. Only two losses in all competitions since the 11th of October.
Yeah, well, we talk about, I mean, I mentioned the form guide, which is something you can look to. Of course, it's a non-official form guide, all these, but they're based on six games, eight games, four games, whatever you want to look at. Based on six games in League Two, Newport are the in-form side, Lee. They're fifth in League Two at the moment. But based on current form, they're ahead of Wickham, they're ahead of Burton, they're ahead of the likes of AFC Wimbledon and Shrewsbury and Plymouth as well, all teams that you look at as the main threat in League Two. And they're up there. They've won five out of the last six. Justin Edinburgh is doing quite an incredible job there in Newport County. And, well, I mean, they're going up against the Portsmouth side. They've one of the worst away records in the division. They're certainly down there at the bottom of the away record, if you like. No wins away from home. Going all the way back to Yeovil Town in the JPT at the beginning of September. Since then, they've either drawn or lost. Lost most of them, by the way. But draws to Cheltenham and a very impressive, all things considered, 1-1 draw away at Luton. Now, I take that on board, but I still think that Newport are too big here, Lee. Look, Portsmouth have actually got something out of the last two games, and both the last three games away from home have all been both teams to score. But I look at this, and I think that Newport have got it. And I'm going to go with both teams to score. So I'm going to go with Newport County and both teams to score, Lee. I just think the form that Newport showed, Justin Edinburgh has got his team playing some excellent football. They can grind results out against decent sides as well. And they win the games that they should. They should be beating Carlisle. They did. They should be beating Cheltenham. They did. Result against Plymouth, very good result. And they should really be beating Stevenage. So when they should win, and again, they should win this one, they do. And they're at home, of course, so bear that in mind. Newport County and both teams to score.
18-5 the price for that one, so a nice price as well. Accrington versus Bury next. This is on Friday night. 2-1 Accrington. 11-5 the draw. 5-4 the price for Bury in this one. Accrington are in 13th position, 4 points behind Bury, who sit just outside the playoff places. Accrington's home form hasn't been bad in League Two. They haven't won in either of the last two, but they preceded that with five wins from the previous six matches. So we're going along quite nicely. As for Bury, their away form is not too clever. Win against Northampton Town on Boxing Day is their only away win since the 13th of September. And there have been a few losses in there and conceding some goals as well. Do you think Accrington can claw back some of those 4 points at Bury?
Well, I certainly think they'll score, Lee. If you look at those both teams' score statistics that I mentioned earlier, Accrington got the second best, They are, in matches that they've played in, 70% of their matches that they've played in overall, both home and away, have been both teams to score. That is quite some going. And clearly, they can put the ball in the back of the net, but they're struggling to keep clean sheets as well. So on that basis, I certainly think there's an argument for another one here. Because Bury are a decent side. And I say decent because they really should have been challenging at the top of League Two. They're ninth in the division at the moment. Playoffs is very tight up there. And anything can... I mean, look, things can change. Anyone going down to about 11th place could actually physically challenge for the automatics. But I think it's just going to be out of reach for Bury here. Their form just hasn't been consistent enough. Yes, they beat Mansfield and they beat Northampton as well in recent matches, but they are two very average sides. And Northampton, by the way, are going on a terrible run. But yeah, I look at this one, Bury versus Accrington, and I think this has got both teams to score absolutely written all over. I think that Bury are very capable of scoring away from home. You know, if you look at some of their away matches, lately. Yes, they haven't scored a lot of goals, but still, this is against Accrington, who do concede a few. And then Accrington, well, I mean, their results will tell you that both teams to score in a minute. So in this one, Lee, pretty simple. I will go with both teams to score.
Final game that we'll look at is Exeter versus Northampton Town. Exeter 7-5, the draw 21-10, and Northampton are 21-10 as well. Exeter 9th, just a point outside the top 7. Northampton are 3 points above the dreaded drop zone to non-league football. So got some work to do. But they have got the best goal difference, or second best goal difference actually, of anyone from 16th down. Only York City have got a better goal difference than them. The form has been terrible though. You know, they're really struggling at the moment. Only one win in the last 11 matches for Northampton. Exeter aren't doing a load better, but the home form's strong.
Definitely. All things considered, and I've said it before and I've said it again, Paul Tisdale's done a very good job with what he's had to cope with at Exeter City. And Northampton, they've been a real surprise for me in terms of how poor they've been this season. Of course, Chris Wilder went there after a decent stint at Oxford. He got in some very good players here. And, you know, in my opinion anyway, you know, look at this Northampton squad. There is no excuses. Emil Sinclair, player signed from Peterborough, who should have been playing higher than League Two, only got one goal this season. Mark Richards is pretty much, well, I mean, he must have backache because he scored 12 goals this season in 18 games. He's pretty much carried the team. You've got Cade Mohammed as well, who should be doing a little bit better considering he's only got 4 goals in 23 games. And Ivan Toney, who is very young, in fairness to him. He's been linked with a move to Wolves. Thankfully for Northampton fans, that million-pound move fell through because they really want to keep him. He's only 18. They're just not doing very well at all. But one thing to take from this, Lee, is that in the last 5 matches, of which they've lost 4 of them, they've all been both teams to score. In fact, there's 4 of the last 5 have been over 2.5 goals as well. 3-2, 2-1, 2-3, 2-1, and 1-1 as well. So you're looking at this one, actually. I think there's a real argument here that the home side, Exeter, who are doing pretty well, you know, 9th in the division, considering what they've had to deal with. Good home record as well. Won 3 out of their last 5 at home. Lost in that both teams to score match with Accrington 2-1. I think there's a real argument here that Exeter and both teams to score, or Exeter and over 2.5, is a real player here, because there is absolutely nothing from Northampton's results to suggest that they can go on and win this. If you look at their squad, you would say perhaps, but look at their results, absolutely no chance. And Exeter, well, they've certainly got a win in them. So I'm going to go with Exeter and both teams to score here in that one, or Exeter and over 2.5 goals.
Yeah, Exeter and both teams to score is priced up at 18-5. The Exeter win and over 2.5 goals is 13-5, so bigger on the both teams to score. And take your pick on that one. It's time for the Naps. If you're following any of us on Twitter, then you'll have seen the Naps released last week. It's at @Sam_media for Sam, @Pete_Farries for Pete, who does our championship podcast, and I'm at Lee Phelps. No need for underscores with mine.
No one's ever plugged my Twitter before. I feel like a celebrity.
You're miles in the lead, Sam, as you well know. I'll run through the standings. It's just sticking in the craw a little bit. No, I'll run through the standings. I'm only joking. Sam's on £93.50 in the plus column. The way this works is we get a tenner back. If we have a bet, it's £10 stake. You get your tenner back in with it as well. People complain about it. It just makes it look better for us. Obviously lose a tenner if we lose a bet. Pete is on -60. And I'm on -£21.54. We all had a winner last week, first time this season. Pete's gone for Bournemouth to win this weekend at 21-20. I've gone for Ruben Reid to score at any time for Plymouth at Southend at 19-10. Basically based on the fact that, well, obviously he scores goals, but the fact that Luke Prosser and Kean Bolger are both out. Both centre-backs are suspended for Southend, so I don't think their usual watertight defence will be the same this weekend. Ruben Reid's done you a favour or two in the past, Naps, I think. Sam, where are you going this weekend?
I'll go with Chesterfield and Port Vale, both teams to score. In fact, I think a lot of people will be doing. The fact that they've close in the league, and the fact that they've both got decent, both teams to score records as well, I think that's the real in terms of goals in the Football League this weekend, Lee.
Yeah, Chesterfield versus Port Vale. Both teams to score price is 7-10. You can tell he's just like, you know, he's just treading water now, isn't he?
That's all I need to do.
Well,
get me title.
It's a long time yet. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Sam, thanks very much for your time.
I'll look for at least a 3-1.
No, you don't have to do that. I'm only joking. Put whatever bet up you like. Thanks for your time, Sam.
Always a pleasure.
Sam's on In Play Radio over the weekend, so make sure you check him out and the rest of the guys covering all the football on Saturday. There's NFL, there's BDO darts, there's snooker masters starting on Sunday as well. So it's inplayradio.co.uk. Sam's on Saturday evening and Sunday morning. We'll be back next week with more of the same. In the meantime, if you're having a bet on any of the League One or League Two action, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.